Brett Hollander back here on WBAL News Radio 1090 with a very special guest. Many of you know him because he was a star in this past NCAA tournament for Notre Dame as a guard. Some of you may know him, though, as a young pitching prospect for the Baltimore Orioles here. Joining us is Pat Connaughton, Notre Dame basketball player and maybe future NBAer and or MLB-er. Pat, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on the show.
We really appreciate you coming on, and you're joining us from Boston. You're getting ready to graduate and get your diploma from Notre Dame, but right now you have your sights set on a professional sports career, and you're one of the few people on planet Earth that may have a few options in a few different sports. Let's first start, though, with your NCAA tournament. How magical was that run? And even going back to the ACC tournament, where you, among others, led Notre Dame to an ACC championship with a couple of huge upset wins in that tournament.
Yeah, I think, for to be a part of something, of that nature, not just winning the ACC championship, but then, making a run in the NCAA tournament. It's something you dream of as a kid because, March Madness has gotten so big. And then, to do it at an institution such as Notre Dame, a university that, does much for you on the academic side and to bring some athletic success to them. Which, they've been renowned for, but hadn't been there much in the recent years with recent memory, was awesome.
Pat Connaughton joining us, Notre Dame basketball player, and now trying to figure out what his future is, joining us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Can you put us in the moment a little bit, Pat, and the intensity level of those games in the NCAA tournament? We have all sat there and watched them over and over and over again through those 3 weeks, and you and your Notre Dame team were such a big part of this year's tournament. Are they as intense as they look?
Absolutely. I think, the biggest thing is, the game of basketball is just a game of basketball, no matter if you're playing it 5-on-5 in your backyard or you're playing it in the national championship. The difference is the amount of hype that comes along with it, the name of the March Madness that gets kids and guys in college, not flustered, but it gets their, they're tense. It gets them, out of their element, so to speak, on, all the media and stuff that surrounds it. And the best way to do it is, have fun with it. I think if you saw us during the ACC tournament and even during the NCAA tournament, we were having a fun time playing with each other. We were loose. We were, really just, grateful for the opportunity to play in a tournament that so many kids, growing up, only dream of, and to be one of the few that got to, make it to the Elite Eight and win a conference championship.
How long did it take you to get over that Kentucky loss?
Obviously it took me a little bit, but when you look back at it, that game, a 2-point game, it can swing either way. It really can. And, there are plenty of nitpicky things that I could pick out on my personal performance with. That I could say, caused us to lose the game. But, the fact of the matter is, the ball bounces a different way, spinning in a different rotation, and you never know what could have happened. So it was cool to be a part of, one of those games that had, such a viewing, presence.
It was a classic. Are you surprised, though, how the Final Four played out at all with Wisconsin beating Kentucky, finishing the job that you guys almost did, and then, of course, Duke beating Wisconsin?
I wasn't necessarily surprised. I think, when you watch the Final Four after being in the Elite Eight, and you lose a heartbreaker by two, obviously you're a little, mad that you're not the ones there. And we believe that if we could have gotten by that Kentucky game, obviously we thought we had a great chance to, to win it, having beat, Duke twice, but and having, a very tough matchup with Wisconsin. But to be quite honest, it was just fun to watch and not have to be in scouting mode for the next team that we would have played.
Mm. Pat Connaughton with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. He is currently property of the Baltimore Orioles in baseball, but has an NBA future possibly. Pat, take us through what happens now. You are going to pursue your NBA draft status. Is that the best way to kind of put it?
Yeah, I think, the best way to put it is, to be quite honest, is that, there's no necessarily contract that I'm under for the Orioles. So in essence, I'm a free man, as weird as that may sound. you know, it's kind of like back in high school when you're choosing colleges to go to, in a sense, because, you know, I have the ability to, you know, really test baseball or basketball waters. And, you know, you can't, now that I've tested baseball last summer and I know where I lie on the baseball side of things, I'd be remiss to, you know, not test basketball waters when, you know, I've stuck with two sports for so long.
And your college baseball career is over. So right now, what is the process with the NBA? Is it going around for scouts already? Are we already there? Is it draft prep, combine type stuff that we would see in the NFL?
Yeah, it's similar to that in the sense that you have to get invited to the NBA combine. There's a lot fewer guys invited to that. So that's a process that, you know, I'm trying to, you know, put myself in the best position to have an opportunity to be invited. You know, I've heard some positive things on that side of things. I've played in a few tournaments where there's been plenty of NBA scouts there. And I think the biggest thing is, what's kind of funny is, you know, everyone in baseball has always given me the knock and, you know, that, you know, they're not sure if I'm all about baseball and that they think, you know, I love basketball. And on the contrary side of things, everyone in basketball thinks that I don't love basketball and I'm all about baseball. So I'm kind of stuck in this little limbo here where, you know, the head of, you know, each, you know, professional leagues think I'm going for the other one. So I'm all stuck. So it's just a matter of getting out there that saying that, you know, I'm going to pursue, you know, both for as long as I possibly can. And I'm not going to do it unrealistically. I'm not going to, you know, travel over to Europe and then try to, you know, pursue a long shot basketball career if it doesn't work out. I'm just trying to, you know, do something that I promised myself I would always do and make sure I keep, you know, the word to myself.
So I'm just curious, and I'm not judging you in any way about this. So you are trying to play both sports at once. Like, that is a possibility in your mind.
You know, in my mind, obviously, yeah, that would be very difficult to do. And obviously that has yet to be done on a basketball, baseball at the same time stance. Obviously, there's been guys to do it, such as Danny Ainge and guys that have done it at different times. But, you know, if we're – you're always going to shoot for, you know, the biggest possible thing you can, because then when you – If you for some reason don't happen to accomplish it, the things you fall on are, you know, things that you might never have been able to get to if you didn't shoot for the biggest thing. So the way I look at it is, you know, someone's got to do it first, and I'll work as hard as I can to try to accomplish that. And if I don't, you know, I can at least hang my hat on the fact that I tried and gave it my all.
Great story with Pat Connaughton. We're coming back with much more. We'll get into more depth about what he will choose down the road. A career with the Orioles or a career in the NBA. It's all still to come here on WBAL News Radio 1090.